ready for their close-ups. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. With the conventions about to convene, commentators are reminding us again that Denver and St. Paul will be little more than TV shows, which is not fair to TV shows. Most TV shows have at least some suspense. But in fact, they are not just TV shows, because this is not just about entertainment. This is about creating the most powerful man in the world. This is about convincing you that a man you never met is worthy of your trust and even your obedience. What a convention really is a week-long worship service. The believers gather to hear the opening speeches, which state their creed, the fundamental beliefs they hold in common. They will then hear from the also-rans, the candidates who campaigned for a while but then stepped aside, and the crowd will cheer for these leaders who prepared the way but who were not themselves the way. There will be ritual chanting, and like any worship service, references to the devil, the menace that everyone is there to defeat. In the Democrats' case, that'll be Bush, Cheney, and Halliburton. In the Republicans' case, that will be all liberals and people who operate street puppets. And finally, the anointing. On Holy Thursday, after a video showing his humble roots, his bravery, his accomplishments, and his vision, the nominee himself mounts the stage to be consecrated as the man who can save us all from whatever we need saving from. And then, just like with real religions, once the other party has consecrated a competing savior, both sides can get down to the business at hand, tearing each other apart on the way to heaven. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.